The Man on the Middle Floor, written by Elizabeth Moore and read by Joe Jameson.
Prologue. He melts, I think. He goes like a drop of froth. You look at him, and there he is. You look at him again, and there he isn't. Charles Dickens, Barnaby Rudge. Tomorrow, my laundry will come. I know that because it always comes, every week, on a Tuesday. Hanging on the door, no creases. No metal hangers, only wooden. In my cupboard, I have 7 pairs of beige trousers, and I have 7 white T-shirts, 4 white buttoned shirts, 10 pairs of socks, and 10 pairs of underpants. Every week I wear them, and then they are all put in the laundry basket, and I leave it outside my door to be taken away when the clean ones come back. But my jacket and my coat stay here, because they are dark and only go over clean clothes, so they only get washed every 2 weeks. But I have a spare for each of those too. My shoes are in the cupboard. My mother told me you should never wash shoes. I keep them here, safe. I once heard some people on a bus laughing because one of them had a husband who got drunk and urinated into her shoes. In a cupboard. People are disgusting. I get new ones if mine get smelly. I don't want smelly shoes. And even if you have 3 showers, your feet have to be on the ground for you to go anywhere, and there is nothing you can do about it. The ground is covered with dirt and germs and spit. I shiver right up my back when I think about the stuff on the pavement. On the back of my door, stuck with blue tack right in the middle facing me, I have a list. It's a list of all the things people do if they are functioning normally. I have made it myself by watching other people and by getting advice from my mother and some instructions from my grandpa. I read it before I go out and try to stick to it. And if it goes wrong, I just get into bed and wait for the next day to come and I make a new start. I used a new pad and very neat writing, all capitals. From the top, it says, "When someone gives me something, say thank you and smile. When someone says hello to me or asks me a question, reply politely and try to make eye contact or just look near to where they are. Wash often. Be clean, smell nice. Wash my hands and feet and private parts most. Make my bed neatly after breakfast. Take shoes off outside flat and carry them inside. Spend no longer than 2 hours on the computer in one session, or no more than 4 hours in one day. Exercise with my dumbbells. A healthy body makes a healthy mind. Lay the table before I eat to practice my table manners." There are a lot of rules if you want to look like a functioning adult, and I need to concentrate on that all the time. It's a big responsibility living by yourself. And if I want to be independent, this is the way I can do that. I hate living in shared accommodation, and I can't live with my mother anymore, with her watching me, looking worried, and everything dirty and untidy. I like to be alone, and I like to decide what I should do with my days. I will follow all the rules if it makes sure I can live here. I can communicate on my computer without actually having to meet anyone. I hate meetings, people looking at me, staring at me. It makes me uncomfortable, and I feel their eyes turn towards me and my body reacting in all kinds of ways, sweating or getting excited. I know how I look to other people, and I don't like it one bit. I am white. Pasty, my mother calls it, but she likes to be outside. Pasty means you don't go in the sun enough. I should put that on my list. Go outside.